Our guest in the cafe this morning is Diana Hines, and Diana is on the Commerce Public Library Board of Directors, also is in charge of, runs the University Writing Center. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you for having me, John Mark.
And we're going to be talking about the GED program at the Commerce Public Library, and we mention this from time to time on the cafe, Diana, because we talk about events taking place in the community, and that's one of them. But this has been going on for quite some time with the library.
Yes, the adult literacy program that prepares folks for the GED exam has been going on at the Commerce Public Library since 1991. So it's an ongoing program, now going, you know, in a slightly different direction with our new GED preparation program. Mm-hmm.
And you told me it was started by the great Otha Spencer.
Yes, Otha Spencer, who got this, you know, in a not very easy way off the ground with some sort of protest, you know, by some library board members. It wasn't always a given that adult literacy would take off there.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Spencer, legendary faculty member here in the journalism program for many, many years, and still a name very much revered around Commerce and A&M Commerce. Now, you say this is going in a new direction?
Yes. What the library has just invested in is a program that is online, and it prepares students to pass the GED. That's the General Education Development Exam, which is the equivalent of a high school diploma. Now, we all know that when somebody passes that, it opens up the gates in many ways, mm-hmm. for new jobs, better pay, and going to college.
Mm-hmm. Now, so when you say a new direction, it has not been online until recently, is that?
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right. So now what we have are several licenses for students to take a set of courses. They take a pretest, and the program immediately notices gaps in their knowledge about science, math, language, arts, and social studies. And it places them where they should be. So they don't have to do a lot of unnecessary work. It puts them right at where they are in their education.
Interesting. A pretest, which establishes what their level is, mm-hmm. as they start the program.
That's right. So let's just say we have a non-native English speaker who is having some difficulty with English. They may test in at a relatively low grade level, yet the program will not be juvenile or, you know, pitched at that grade level. Mm-hmm. It will be able to reach an adult non-native speaker audience.
I say we're talking with Diana Hines, and Diana's with the Commerce Public Library Board and also the director of the University Writing Center, but we're talking mainly here about the GED program at the Commerce Public Library. So it's an online program now, but
that's
people
right.
can come to the library for direct instruction if they feel they need to.
Yes, there are two options. Some folks, actually prefer to work at the library with the volunteers, and in this way, they'll be able to get more coaching, a little bit more guidance in terms of their writing. But we understand that some folks will need to take the courses at their own internet connected computer. Let's say if they don't live close to the library or can't make it in, they can take it online and go at it in a self-paced manner that way.
Mm-hmm. But some come in and they do like the one-to-one personal connection with volunteers.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think especially as they develop as writers, they're benefiting from getting a little bit of coaching in their writing.
Yeah. And the volunteers also was something that Dr. Spencer started at the library.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How many people would you say at any one time do you have working on the GED?
Well, we have a kind of solid group of about 6 to 10 people who regularly come. Mm-hmm. So we'd like there to be more people.
Sure.
You know, we'd like to find ways to reach more members of the community to show them that this is doable for them. Anyone who's interested, in participating in the GED placement program can visit our library. It's at 1210 Park Street in Commerce, and you can complete a registration form there in order to be enrolled. If you cannot make it into the library, you can email our director, Nan Clay, at this email. It is director@commercepubliclibrary.org.
Diana Hines is with the Commerce Public Library Board and with the University Writing Center. And thank you for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
All right. Thank you.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.